This is the Savage Nation.
Any man that I know is saying, if I have a son, I'm worried about my son in this society. Every young man is now potentially going to be accused of rape for looking at a woman the wrong way, is what they're saying. And I am telling you that this is what's happening. They also say to me this is a design on the part of radicals in this society who want to destroy man and woman.
Michael Savage, a host like no other.
The Savage Nation on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Hey, welcome, welcome, welcome. It's Thursday, it's 2 o'clock, and this is the Inside Track with the Duval GOP. And we're glad to have you listening in with us today. Thank you for being here. I'm in the studio. I'm Karen Morton, chairman of the Republican Party here in Duval County. With me is the secretary of the Duval GOP, John Kraft.
Good afternoon.
Also, our velvet voice from WBOB, Roger Henderson.
Hello.
And with special guest, we have a gentleman who filed just last week for the city council at-large group one seat. That is the seat that is currently being held by Anna Broche. And currently, he's the only one who's filed for that seat. So please welcome to the show, Christian Whitfield.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. And he does have a smooth, silky voice over there.
I was just thinking about these, great credentials. We're talking about, qualifications and credentials for various capacities, and we're just mentioning how superficial sometimes things are.
Oh, my gosh.
With respect to, what we look at as to whether or not someone's qualified to either be qualified for governing or enacting laws, things like how dark their glasses are, their haircut, their suit, and then my qualification of being on the program is my velvet voice.
But your velvet voice is germane to radio.
Really?
I mean, wait a second. Let's give this some thought. That is actually a qualification.
If
you sounded like other people who've been on the radio before, that can really grate on your nerves. But you, no.
Okay.
I get told that the same thing. I got a radio voice.
I got
a radio voice.
Hey.
Physique.
I got a radio face. That's for damn sure. Excuse me, but yeah, that's the way it is.
Heard that as well.
Yeah, you could be. You might want to practice law.
There we go. Another career.
Surgery. That's what you're good for now.
we were talking before the show started. Imagine that, us, this group talking. Whoa. Roger mentioned that. Hey. Here it is. We're in August, and Bill Nelson hasn't gotten a single vote yet.
Well, I was being a little facetious because absentee voting is already going on.
It is.
And because he's running unopposed within the Democratic Party, he hasn't gotten any votes.
Yeah.
But we mentioned some others as well.
We did.
But once the show starts, it's all about beating up the Democrats, right?
Oh, yeah, exactly. I have no shame. We'll take it any way we can get it. But yeah. There's definitely people are voting.
Mm-hmm.
People have received their vote by mail ballots.
You may have gotten your absentee ballot
Indeed.
Already and maybe sent it back, and your vote's going to count.
There
are three ways to vote, Karen, this go around. You can vote either absentee by mail, which is what people are doing right now,
mm-hmm.
or you can actually have gotten it in the mail and bring it by the supervisor's elections office in person.
Yes.
Then later on, which is how I plan to vote, early voting at one of the area public libraries or the supervisors of elections office.
And early voting is from August 13th through August 26th.
Right. And then some people who are, tried and true traditionalists, they like to vote on election day.
Yes.
And you can do either of those three, as long as you vote.
But very, very carefully, during early voting, like Roger was saying, you can vote at any public library except the one downtown. They don't offer it there. But any other public library in Duval County, you can just go in and vote. Doesn't matter if it's the one closest to your house or closest to your work or closest to the grocery store. It really doesn't matter. You can go to any of them. However, on August 28th, on Election Day, the only place you can vote is your specific precinct polling place. You must go to that location. If you wait until election day to vote, then you must be sure that you can get to your specific polling place on that day between 7 o'clock in the morning and 7 o'clock at night.
Do you have any idea why that is, where we have all these options earlier, but on election day you can only vote at your specific assigned places?
I think it's a holdover from the original voting laws that where we only voted on election day, and you had to vote in your precinct, period. I mean, that was just the way it was, but I think it's never been changed.
Do you think there's any practical reason for that still being the case, or do you not know?
Well, other than making sure that the voters are divided up, I mean, there are enough people who still vote on election day that it can be a real weight.
Right. For example, if everyone shows up at the Deerwood branch near Costco, it could be 3 hours to vote.
Exactly.
Whereas, you know, Stewart Road Baptist Church or wherever, they may only have a few people show up
that
day.
Right. Okay. And so I think it's a way of dividing out the population so that there's some control there. I don't think early voting is going to be all that difficult. I mean, there's certainly a lot of races on the ballot, but you can get through that. But come November, not only will we have all the races on the ballot for the final general election, but we will also have all 13 constitutional amendments on there too. And so that's going to slow people up. It's going to slow people up.
That's why I love early voting.
I do too.
Because waiting in line on election night, when you'd rather be, you know, watching the returns coming on TV or listening to WBOB if they were election returns,
in
my view, so much more fun than standing in line.
It is.
But,
it is.
You know, I'm different.
Well, you know, again, some people are traditionalists, and I used to be. I mean, and if I wasn't so active in the Republican Party and didn't have all these other things to do on election day now, I would probably still wait myself, because that's how we grew up. I mean, you went out, you voted on election day. It was a really, really big deal, you know, election day.
Absolutely.
And it's a misfortune that we have lost that kind of excitement.
Really?
Yeah.
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 If it were up to me, I'd say let's do away with election day and just vote early.
Well, vote earlier than what?
Well, that's me.
There's got to be an end goal there.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, it does work well. And obviously, as the population has grown dramatically over the years, early voting does seem to be a necessary thing. And I early vote. I mean, it is much more convenient to me.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Get away from the crowds and get away from the long line, especially if you're working and... You know, it gives you the opportunity not to have to wait to the last minute to go in there and vote.
So. Exactly. Even early voting can have waits, though. I remember, I think it was 2012, I voted early at one of the libraries, and it literally took me my whole lunch break just standing in line with everyone. Yeah.
Yeah. I got to tell you, if it does, it can. If you are, the important thing in this conversation is the word vote. Regardless of how you want to place your vote, whether it's vote by mail, early voting, or on election day, the important thing is that you vote.
Well, one of the other things that Supervisor of Elections does is during, during early voting, each voting place sends in hourly what the line wait time is.
Yes, that does
precinct. So you can go to Supervisor of Elections website, determine what the line is, and say, meh, it's too busy today. I'll wait till tomorrow.
Or wait until 2 o'clock or something.
Yeah, you can check that.
And time it appropriately.
And you know what? That is at DuvalElections.com. You can always get onto the Supervisor of Elections website by going to DuvalElections.com. You can also access it simply by going to our website, DuvalGOP.com. And that's where... You know, if you want information, you need to be going to DuvalGOP.com. Everybody needs to write that down. Everybody needs to remember it. Everybody needs to save it on your computer, save it in your cell phone, because you want to go to DuvalGOP.com. That's where you're going to find your information. There's a link. There's links there that says, hey, you want to register to vote? Click this button. Although, by the way, if you want to register to vote for the primary, it's too late. If you register now, you can still register, but you'll be registered
right,
only
I wanted
for
to preface
those
that,
general.
Though, if you didn't get the July 30th deadline done, you can still register right now for the general election.
Exactly.
And if you didn't
can.
Get it in time, obviously there may be a procrastination issue there. So go ahead and register now.
Yes. You can also ask for a vote by mail ballot to be sent to you. Call 630-1414. 630-1414. Call and get your absentee ballot mailed out to you. We'll be right back after a couple of messages. Hold on.
Paid for by Kimberly Sadler for Duval County, Judge Group 8.
If you believe that protecting our Constitution is at the heart of our legal system, then you can trust judicial candidate Kimberly Sadler. Accomplished with years of experience fighting for justice and fairness in our courtrooms, Kimberly Sadler has dedicated her legal career to ensuring the law works for all citizens of Jacksonville. As a former division chief in our public defender's office and serving with distinction in private practice, Kimberly Sadler is a uniquely qualified candidate with both private and public service. Experienced in litigating thousands of cases here in Florida's First Coast, Sadler will bring a high level of competence to the bench with the kind of professionalism that's rooted in our values and the Constitution. Proven to be trustworthy, fair, and honorable. Let's vote Kimberly Sadler for Duval County Judge.
Sean Robinson Realty has the ultimate real estate proposition for you. Own your own home. Sean Robinson Realty has likely sold or listed a property near you. If you close a home with Sean Robinson Realty, he'll give you a brand new big screen HD TV. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-77-SHAWN. Sean Robinson Realty is your one stop for all of your real estate needs. Residential sales, commercial leases, or property management. Locally owned and operated by people who know your community. If you're looking to buy or sell a home or commercial property, don't waste your time. Call Sean Robinson Realty. Imagine getting a free big screen HD TV upon closing. Sean Robinson Realty will do it. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-777-4296. 904-77-SEAN. Sean Robinson Realty.
Gentlemen, if you believe your divorce case deserves a reasonable investment in your future, then you need to visit DivorceMenOnly.com. I'm attorney Kenny Lay. Some people invest in a quality HD TV, others invest in a quality automobile, and many invest in a quality 401k. But when it comes to your divorce case, is your future also worth a quality investment? If it is, I encourage you to visit us at DivorceMenOnly.com or come visit one of our law offices in Jacksonville, Fleming Island, Ormond Beach, or Gainesville.
The boss is walking the aisles of the showroom floor. He sees a couple of scratched watercraft, dented motorcycles, ATVs, and side-by-sides. Someone's gonna get the axe. It's the annual scratch and dent sale going on now at Jacksonville Power Sports. Save thousands store-wide on shiny new or even slightly blemished watercraft, motorcycles, ATVs, or even side-by-sides. Jacksonville Power Sports, Atlantic Boulevard, half mile west of 295. Check out the carnage at JacksonvillePowerSports.com.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Inside Track with the Duval GOP. One thing that I wanted to make everybody aware of, I keep talking about going to DuvalGOP.com. Go to DuvalGOP.com. Do it, do it, do it. Just get out there and take a look at it. One of the things that we have put out in the last few days and is posted on the homepage of the website is our new mailer that we did regarding the judicial races. We have had, over the years, as you get closer to the election, you know, there's tons of commercials, there's tons of information about lots of candidates, but people are always very hard pressed to find out information about the candidates who are running for a judge position. These judicial rules and regulations in the elections are very, very stringent, very, very strict.
With respect to people who are the reason is that judges are not supposed to bring their political leanings to their court decisions.
Yes, that is correct.
And so it's, in theory, not supposed to matter where they are politically.
In theory, it should not matter. However, we all know that by looking at different people on the Supreme Court, it apparently does affect the way that you see the law, even down to how you interpret the law, how you interpret the Constitution. Some people interpret the Constitution, like Judge Breyer or Judge Ruth Bader Ginsburg, as a living, breathing document, and they should be able to interpret it by whatever today's standards are. And, you know, it doesn't really mean what it says. It means what we think it should say now. And then other people like the late Antonin Scalia, he was on the Supreme Court for many, many years. He was known as an originalist. You look at the law, you look at the Constitution, and it means what it says. It is indeed the way it was written. And it should be interpreted based on the meaning of that of the time it was written, because that's what they meant.
Right.
And so it does have an effect. And one of the things that happened in this judicial election cycle is that the Jacksonville Bar Association actually held a judicial forum. They publicized it. There weren't many people that went. You know, I mean, people go, oh, God, you know, judicial, who wants to listen to that? Well, it's important. And a lot of people did not go. However,
you were there.
I was not there, actually. Okay. But it was an excellent forum. It was put on at Jacksonville University and hosted there. It was hosted by the Jacksonville Bar Association. But the moderator was Rick Mullaney, who is the director of the Public Policy Institute at Jacksonville University. Okay. I misspoke. And so he's the one who asked the questions. One of the questions was, okay, looking at Justice Breyer from the Supreme Court and Justice Scalia from the Supreme Court, who do you most emulate? Whose philosophies do you most identify with? And five of the six judicial candidates that are in contested races were at that event, and they answered. Some answered Scalia. Three of them answered Scalia. One of them answered David Breyer, and one of them answered David Breyer and Ruth Bader Ginsburg. So, it is public information. We do not endorse in a judicial race. It's against the law for us to do so, and we do not. We do not assist a judicial candidate. We do not assist or support a judicial candidate or a committee. However, we have every right to inform our voters so that they can make educated decisions when they go to the polls. So we did indeed do a mailer that is out regarding the judicial races and the forum that was held. We put out the information regarding what their answers were to that specific question, and then it's also posted on the main page of the Duval GOP website, along with the video. You don't have to take anybody's word for it. You can hear the entire video if you'd like to listen to it, and some of it's very, very interesting. It's a little bit over an hour, but you can also go directly to that section of the video that and we tell you the site is right on there where they discuss a specific question, and you can listen to that, so you can hear it in their own words. You don't have to take anybody's word for it, and then make your decision. I think that this is the first time that we've been able to have this kind of information, and I think that it's something that for future elections we're going to continue to do. We're going to continue to have this kind of insight. We're going to be able to make our voters a little bit more aware of where our judicial candidates stand. Again, it is one indicator, but it is an important indicator. And so make your own decisions based on the answers that they had. But you can go to DuvalGOP.com. You can look at it. If you click on the images of the mailer, it will enlarge so you can read it clearly. Or, you can listen to the video yourself. So it's right there. And I encourage everyone to do that. I encourage everybody to share it. Send your friends, family, if they've got questions, who do I vote for judge? Well, this time, just send them to DuvalGOP.com. Let them figure it out for themselves. Okay?
Okay.
So that is something that I'm kind of passionate about right now. We're trying to make some inroads here. And then we're looking at not only our primary elections coming up, which is this month, but we have had a new occurrence regarding our city council races, which will be in 2019, in the spring of 2019, with Christian Whitfield. And Christian filed last week. Christian, tell you went ahead and filed supervisor elections when?
I think it was July 27th. Friday morning went ahead and okay. Did that on the 27th of July. It's something I had been thinking about for a while. And it finally came together, and you know the direction from my friends and family, from the direction I was getting from the Lord, and my prayers for it, mm-hmm. it was go ahead and run. Mm-hmm. So that's we went ahead and put that together. So we're looking forward to discussions and looking forward to getting down to business.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Let me just interrupt for just a second. For those of you who have any questions or comments on the show today, the number is 904-222-TALK. That is 904-222-8255. So feel free to call in. And again, we're with Christian Whitfield. John, did you have a question for today?
Yes, Chris. The filing is not the same as the qualifications, is it?
Correct. It's not.
So you've filed. Now you've got to go through the qualification process. Either you get enough signatures or you pony up with money out of pocket.
Yes, sir. And right now we're getting our petition signed. We're going about the business of talking to people inside every area of the city because it's a citywide mm-hmm. race. So we have to have 5,500 petitions signed or, like you said, pony up the money. And I think it's better to go and get those petitions because those are the people that are going to vote for you. So mm-hmm. why, you know, try to save up money and spend that towards paying for it? Go talk to the people. Those are the people that you're trying to represent. Go talk to them. That's what we're doing right now.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, I wish more people understood that. Go talk to the people. Find out, you know, let them know who you are and what you stand for.
Absolutely.
And that's the perfect way to do it is get out and get those signatures.
Well, the second half of that is to listen to the people that you are.
Yeah.
You're not only talk to them, but listen to them to see what they're up to.
Absolutely.
My main question to you today would be, why you? Why now?
Why me? Why now?
Okay. There you go.
I told you I wasn't going. This wasn't going to be a cakewalk. I wasn't going to be.
That. Why not me?
What?
That's how I looked at it. Why not me? I'm one of those people who believe that if you see something wrong, then you need to step up and say something. If you think that you can make a difference and make a change, then get out there and put yourself out there and actually go and see whether or not the ideas and the things that you believe in is the same as what other people believe in. Never wait for someone else to do something that you believe that you can do yourself. And that's something that was raised through me through the Navy and also through my mother and father. Don't wait to see for someone else to fix something. You see something's wrong and you think you can fix it, jump out there and try to do it.
If you're sitting on the city council, what areas would you like to see improved in our city government and the things that we enact?
I believe that we have to definitely take a look at the northwest side of Jacksonville. Now, of course, as a citywide council person that, you know, if I'm blessed to be elected, mm-hmm. We're looking at the whole city, of course. But there are areas that we definitely can look to fix. The northwest side is one of those. They have a myriad of issues that can, I believe, that can be addressed from something as simple as flooding to finding ways to fix the food deserts over in that area. And for those of you who don't know, the food deserts are areas where there are no fresh fruits and vegetable stores, no grocery stores. So people have to go to the corner store. So instead of
buying, lots of liquor stores.
And lots of liquor stores, absolutely. Liquor stores, so instead of being able to go to a grocery store and get their family fresh fruit and vegetables, they're forced to go down to the corner store and spend a lot more money,
right?
And not be able to have access to those fresh fruits, vegetables, bread, toiletries, and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. So I think that's something that I'm definitely looking at and mm-hmm. looking to be a part of because it's long overdue.
In a free market economy, how do you expect get grocery stores to move to those areas?
I believe that we can incentivize them.
Okay.
Okay. I had a question someone asked me. Pretty much the exact same question is, well, how do you get them to come? The market is there.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's like people are going to buy toiletries. Mm-hmm. People need to buy toiletries. People need to feed their families.
People have to eat.
So absolutely, the market is there. So we can incentivize because, again, there's another element that's associated with that as well, which is the crime element. And talking mm-hmm. to different business people that are always looking to that want to move in there, that's one of the first things that they always talking about. How do I protect my business? How do I protect my employees? And how do I make this a thriving business in this area where crime can be, you know, it's kind of hot. So, you know, we have to address that issue in conjunction with, okay, this is what we're going to do safety wise. And this is why we need you to come in to this location.
Definitely a major issue here in town. Listen, we will be right back. We'll have more with Christian Whitfield. Stay right tuned. We'll be right back.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. National Security Advisor John Bolton says President Trump has directed what he calls a vast government-wide effort to protect American elections after Russian attempts to interfere in 2016. In a letter to Senate Democrats today, Bolton says, quote, President Trump has not and will not tolerate interference in America's system of representative government. Top U.S. intelligence and Homeland Security officials are raising alarms about potential efforts by Russia to influence the 2018 and 2020 elections. Stock indexes have been mixed at midday on Wall Street after reversing an early slide. Technology stocks rose as Apple became the first publicly traded company ever to be worth $1 trillion. Apple jumped 2.4%, and the company reported strong results on Tuesday. Higher prices for iPhones leading the way on Wall Street right now. The Dow is down 8 points, the NASDAQ up about 90. This is SRN News.
Download WBOB's mobile app for free from your app store. Powered by Duval County Judicial Candidate Kimberly Sadler.
This is Bill Martin with God First Ministries. God has set before you many choices in life. Joshua 24:15 says, choose for yourselves this day who you will serve. We each make a choice of who and what we will serve. In John 7:15, Jesus said, if anyone chooses to do God's will, when we choose to do God's will, that choice brings life to us and those around us. In Deuteronomy 30, God says, I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life. Choose what brings life. God gives you the right to make that choice.
This message has been brought to you by God First Ministries of Jacksonville. For more information, visit their website at godfirstmin.com. That's godfirstmin.com.
Is Greystone Kitchens better than the big box stores for your new cabinets and countertops? About 1,000,000%. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. We are 1,000,000% better for cabinets and countertops, and I can prove it. Better selection, styles, and options. 100% better. Any color you can imagine. 100% better. Faster turnaround and completion. 100% better. You get a hassle-free fun experience and a contractor that listens to you and brings your dreams to life. It all adds up to 1,000,000% better. For the first time ever, our quick cabinet and countertop makeover is on sale this month. We just got 2,000,000% better. Don't let a store clerk design or manage your project. Get Greystone Kitchens to do it, and you'll have me. I'm a licensed contractor, for crying out loud. Find us at greystonekitchens.com. State licensed contractor, CRC 1330991.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
My name is Amanda, and I am in the Life Builders Recovery Program at City Rescue Mission. I've allowed alcohol to take my career, my family, and my faith from me. I was also sexually abused and became depressed, even suicidal. It was those suicidal thoughts that became my wake-up call. I was referred to CRM by another facility that told me I needed a longer-term recovery program. A God-centered program and the counselors at CRM have given me the freedom and the willingness to open up. I no longer see myself as an alcoholic. I see myself as a child of God. I know that I am worthy of love and that I can do all things through Christ. After graduating from CRM, I want to work in the nonprofit field and be of service to others.
I'm Penny Keevitt, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. Would you consider helping us make a difference as we provide hope, healing, and change to those who need it most? Visit us at crmjax.org. That's crmjax.org to learn more, or to make a donation to help transform the lives of the hungry, homeless, and addicted in Northeast Florida.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the Inside Track with the Duval GOP, and we're on WBOB AM 600 FM 101.1. We're talking with Christian Whitfield, who is the Republican who has filed for the City Council at-large Group 1 seat. He is currently the only person who has filed for that seat. It is currently held by Anna Broche, and there are some questions as to what Anna Broche is going to be doing in this next election cycle. So right now, she has not filed, and Christian is indeed the one and only candidate for that seat. So we're having a good conversation with Christian. One of the things that I wanted to talk with you about is your background and your moral character, your belief system, because it's very, very strong. And I know for a fact that you care a great deal about your fellow man. I mean, I know that is a huge overriding factor for you. So just give me an idea of where you're coming from.
Well, I am a Christian and I am a conservative, and though the principles behind both of those is something that I would never negotiate with anybody. And I believe that it is okay to let people know that you're a Christian and where you stand on certain issues. It's okay to let people know that you're a conservative and where you stand on certain issues, mm-hmm. and not be afraid to do that. And I think what we were talking about a little bit is over the past few years, there's been a reluctance,
yes,
to even say, I'm a Christian.
Yes.
How have we gotten that far gone in society where a person is afraid to say that they believe in Jesus Christ and they believe in God and they believe in the Bible? Mm-hmm. And that's where we're at now. And I'm definitely one of those people who is not ashamed, not afraid. I'll talk to anyone about Jesus anytime they want to. I'll talk to anyone about my conservative values anytime they would like to.
Right.
And I think that's where we as conservatives and we as Christians have to get back to, not being afraid,
yes,
of being called, you know, racist, bigot, xenophobe, homophobe,
right,
not being afraid to call that. Listen, be you.
There you go.
Be the person that God wanted you to be. God wants you to stand up for things that are right.
Mm-hmm.
And not cower and kowtow to someone because they may say some hurtful things to you.
And not, right. You don't cower to somebody because they're the ones who have the most money in the game. You don't cower to somebody because, you know, they're the biggest donor in the county. You don't cower to somebody just because, you know, they've been in a position of power and then they may very well threaten you. I mean, if you're on city council, you have a ton of people coming at you from different directions all of the time, kind of using whatever power they have to persuade you to do whatever it is that they want.
Yes, ma'am. And that's where I know that, you know, my upbringing and mm-hmm. what I believe in will stand the test of time, because I know there's some people who may not like that. He's bold about his Christian, about being a Christian. He's bold about being conservative. Mm-hmm. I could care less,
mm-hmm.
you know, and there's a lot of, you know, quote unquote, power brokers who may not like that. Within the city of Jacksonville. I'm okay with that as well. In my personal opinion, they're part of the problem. They're not part of the solution.
Okay.
So, you know, either love me and respect me for who I am or mm-hmm. don't. It makes me no difference either way. So, you know, in part of that, when you're talking about the political aspect of that, that's where a lot of those are the type of people that they want. They want the people who are what I could call campaign conservatives.
During campaign
season, everyone's a conservative. Everyone's a conservative.
Right.
You're standing in front of these people talking. But the moment it comes down to the come down.
Yeah.
Where do you stand on this issue and how are you going to vote?
Exactly.
Then it's a flip flop. And those are the people that they want in office. Yeah. Someone who's on the fence. Someone that they can, you know, maybe nudge one way or nudge
right,
the other. Who's
right.
not afraid to compromise their principles and their beliefs. I'm
right.
not one of those people.
Right. And you know, obviously, and I know you know this, there's a difference between compromising on getting things done versus compromising on moral standards. And
absolutely.
There's a huge difference.
A huge difference.
You can still work with people.
Absolutely.
You can still cooperate with people, but there's a limit.
Yes, ma'am. And that's one of the things that I learned in the Navy, because the Navy is the best example of how, in my opinion, of how our society should be. Mm-hmm. You work with people from all walks of life, rich, poor, black, white, Hispanic,
right.
Asian,
right.
and we all get along. And you have to know how to be able to work with people who you may not necessarily agree with,
right.
but you do it respectfully.
Exactly.
And you're not an antagonist and, you know, looking to push someone's buttons just to get a reaction out of them. I can work with anybody on the city council, however, there will never be an instance where my Christian beliefs mm-hmm. and my conservative principles will be negotiated or put in jeopardy for anybody.
There, as a there's a strong candidate. I think people are getting sick to death of the wishy-washiness. I'll tell you one thing, and I I'm chairman of the Republican Party, but I'll tell you right now, there are people, half the council is term limited this year. Every year we rotate, and half the council is term limited. And I got to tell you, there are some people who are term limited, both Democrat and Republican, who are the poster children for why we have term limits. I am tired to death of exactly what you're talking about. People who say they're conservatives, but when it gets right down to it, they're really for, you know, getting along and voting with their buddy and getting their buddy's project done. Enough's enough. We need to be able to get people into office who believe in certain basic standards. That doesn't mean that as a Republican that, you know, we're not the hard-hearted Nazis that some of these idiots are out there trying to push. You look at the time of volunteerism and donation that the Republicans throughout the nation give to charitable organizations day in and day out. I mean, we're incredibly compassionate. We just don't normally, when we're out volunteering and we're out writing those checks, we don't say, oh, by the way, I'm a Republican. Hi, nice to meet you. We just go and volunteer and do our thing and help people and go home. But we are there. We are out every day, and we are part of the community, and we are compassionate, and we do care about everybody. I don't care what side of town you're on. But we care about them based on the basic principles. And I think no matter what side of town you're on, no matter what your race, and no matter what your creed, your nationality, everybody has these same basic human standards.
Yes, ma'am.
And if you can relate to them on that level, then we're all better for it.
Yes, ma'am.
And I think you're a good guy.
And
I really do.
And you look at, you know, to me, over the last 2.5-3 years, there are definitely some inside and outside forces around this city that would like more than nothing for this city to become San Francisco East.
Oh, dear God in heaven.
New York City South.
That's where Karen's from originally.
I did live there for a few years. Yeah, and it's the most unbelievable place that has just been destroyed.
Yes, ma'am. And there's no doubt in my mind that there are people here that would like for us to go in that direction. And you can start to see that.
And you see them, and you see those people who are pushing that agenda being bussed in by the Democrat Party and by George Soros and by all these Obama groups that are out there, you know, paying for this activism all of the time. And that's exactly what they're pushing for, anarchy.
And that's why it's important that for us as Christians and us as conservatives to get out there and speak our truth.
Yes.
And let people know that we are here, because I guarantee you, There are conservatives and there are Christians in San Francisco, in Portland, in Seattle, in New York City that are saying, what happened to our city?
Yeah.
More importantly, why did we let this happen to our city? And the number one reason is because they were afraid to speak up and say something. And a lot of people say, well, you know, that's the extreme. But it starts with a little bit.
There you go.
And the next thing you know, you wake up one morning and it is the extreme.
Exactly.
So we have to put a stop to that now and look to just, you know, reverse course and reverse right, because the ship is listing to the left.
The ship indeed. You got to be careful. And how do folks get hold of you, Christian? You've got a new campaign, but you're up and running already. How do they get hold of you?
You can get a hold of me on Facebook slash, that's Christian M. Whitfield, Facebook.com/Christian M. Whitfield, and that's where we're doing a majority of our campaigning from. It's a very good platform at times.
occasionally it does
do some good things for campaigning, so that's what we're using right now.
Can they reach you on a phone number?
My telephone number is 904-401-4310. That's 904-401-4310, or email, it's Christian M. Whitfield 4jacks@gmail.com. Christian M. Whitfield 4jacks@gmail.com.
Okay, and that's that four. Is it spelled out four, or is it the number four?
And it's spelled out F-O-R.
Okay, Christian M. Whitfield F-O-R-Jacks.
At gmail.com.
Okay. So you can get a hold of Christian. If you like what you're hearing, then you know, I say this about our candidates. Get to know our candidates. And then find people that you believe in. Find people who think like you. people who have the same basic values that you have, the people who will maintain those values after the election, and get out and help them. Contact them. Talk to Christian. Find out what he needs as far as assistance. Get out there and help him get signatures. But get out and help. This is extremely important. So anyway, we've got one more segment in the show today. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
For Republicans, there's a clear difference. Conservative Frank White or liberal judge Ashley Moody. Moody used to be a Democrat and still acts like one today. Ashley Moody personally donated money to pro-abortion liberals. Then Moody worked for pro-abortion liberals who tried to create a state income tax in Florida. Now Moody is being funded by the same liberal donors who gave money to Clinton and Obama. Ashley Moody even personally sued President Trump for fraud, helping liberals. Ashley Moody is not conservative. She's a liberal trying to fool all of us. But Frank White has the proven conservative record we can trust. Frank White stood with President Trump to outlaw sanctuary cities in Florida. White is 100% pro-life, and White has the highest A-plus rating from the NRA. Frank White is the tough, effective conservative we can trust.
Paid electioneering communication paid for by United Conservatives. 14260 West Newberry Road, number 343, Newberry, Florida, 32669.
When our health insurance renewal notice arrived last fall, my wife and I made the decision to drop our plan. With the monthly premiums and deductible, we'd have to pay $30,000 just to use it. So we did our homework and switched to MediShare. The cost savings are incredible, over $500 a month, and we don't have to pay for services we don't need or don't agree with. Then, out of the blue, she had to have emergency surgery. Scary stuff. $150,000 in hospital bills, and MediShare members took care of everything. All we paid was our small portion. I'm a doctor who's been in healthcare for 20 years, and this is one of the most impressive programs I've ever seen. Thank God she's fully recovered, and now we're telling everyone about MediShare.
Call 877-64-BIBLE to find out how much you can save on your healthcare. MediShare. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
With the temperatures rising, you'll want to make sure that your air conditioning system is working properly. That's why Snyder Air Conditioning should be your first call for your preventive maintenance needs. Why choose another air conditioning company when you can choose Snyder? You can count on Snyder to properly clean and check your system. There's a big difference between checking your system and cleaning your system. Cleaning your system will extend the life of your air conditioning unit and will also save you money on your electric bill. And right now, with 100% financing available with approved credit, there's never been a better time to upgrade your system. Snyder Air Conditioning is proud to be an Amana A-plus dealer and can fix and service any maker model. Snyder Air Conditioning is Jacksonville's number one residential air conditioning company and has been serving Jacksonville for over 40 years. Snyder Air Conditioning. Call today at 641-0600. Snyderman and Amana. License number CAC 181-3307.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Inside Track of the Duval GOP. I'm Karen Morton, Chairman of the Republican Party, joined by John Kraft, Roger Henderson, and Christian Whitfield here in the studio. If you have any questions, give us a call at 904-222-TALK, 904-222-8255. And one of the things that I need to cover just over this in this last segment are some of the events that we have coming up here in Duval County. We've got... first of all, this Saturday, we've got two events. In the morning, 10 a.m., is the Mandarin Republican Club. They meet at the Golden Corral on San Jose Boulevard, south of I-295. Again, this is the Mandarin Club, Golden Corral, San Jose Boulevard, south of I-295. It's 10 a.m., and the speaker on Saturday morning will be Jerry Holland, who is our property appraiser and is running for property appraiser again in 2019. Jerry's always very interesting. There's a lot more that he's doing in property appraiser's office than people think. Oh my gosh, how boring! But he's actually getting some stuff done. So good presentation to go listen to. And it's a great group. Go in there. I think it's $8.19 or something, and you know, unlimited food. Have your breakfast and get to know people. Also on this Saturday, August 4th, in the evening, is the next edition of the Trump Club. Trump Club is going to be held at Mudville Grill. This is the one at 3105 Beach Boulevard. Mudville Grill is the one that's right at the intersection where Beach and Atlantic Boulevard meet. This is it's kind of in that little V there where those two streets come together. 3105 Beach Boulevard. And again, Trump Club, they're going to open at 5 o'clock. You can register. You can get there. We're in that big back room. Waitresses will be there to take orders for food from the menu, drink, whatever you want. Enjoy it. Kick back. Have conversations with people. And then at 6 o'clock, they start their presentation. And the person speaking Saturday evening will be a longtime and one of the initial supporters of Donald J. Trump, and that was with the Tea Party, and that was Jay Fant. So Jay Fant, who is currently our state representative out in District 15 on the west side, he will be speaking. They're also going to be talking about doing some kinds of rallies and voter registration and different kinds of activities to support President Trump and support the people who are running for office who support President Trump. So it's going to be a great evening. Again, this Saturday, 5 p.m., Trump Club at Mudville Grill. Coming up on Monday evening. And by the way, folks, if you want any more details about these events or you need a reminder and you're on the website, where do you go?
DuvalGOP.com.
Oh, see, it's Christian that gets the prize. The rest of them are just sitting there looking at me. Where do you go? DuvalGOP.com.
You still like that?
No, they're dying over here. You guys are driving me crazy.
Vacation, no.
DuvalGOP.com. Yeah, everybody should just remember that. Just say it over and over and over again. DuvalGOP.com. You want to know what's going on in the city of Jacksonville? You want to know what's going on in Duval County? Go to DuvalGOP.com. There's where you go. Monday evening is the Jacksonville Young Republicans, and they're meeting at a special location. It's called Grape and Grain, which I had never heard of before, but it's in San Marco, right in that center
square.
Sounds
like a wine and beer.
It does indeed, and I think that's exactly what they have in mind.
Okay.
Cocktails and Conservatism or something like that. But anyway, there's going to be candidates there, so you can meet them. It's kind of have a drink, kick back, meat and mango kind of thing. Candidates will be there, so you can talk with them. But they are also doing a straw poll. Now, young Republicans are, and membership is always available. Our Young Republicans Club, that's for people who are Republicans and 40 or under. Once you are over 40, you're no longer considered young by the Republican Party, which means that... I don't know about you, Christian, but nobody in this room qualifies. However, they are gracious enough to let all of us old fogies in the door as well. So it's going to be a lovely evening, Monday, August 6th. It's open from 5:30 to 8, Jacksonville Young Republicans at the Grape and Grain in San Marco. I think it's right over there close to where the San Marco Theater is. It's just a few doors down from there. And like I said, there's a straw poll, so get out, meet the candidates, support your candidates. It's very, very important. So that is coming up Monday night. And you can always go to DuvalGOP.com to get more detail. Also, next week on Thursday, second Thursday of every month is the Republican Women's Federated Luncheon. That luncheon is held at 11:30. It is at the San Jose Country Club. And the special guest this month is Congressman John Rutherford. And that will be a really, really good presentation. I think I haven't heard John do a presentation in the last couple, 3 months about what's going on. And I know he will be updating everyone on what's happening in Washington, D.C. And certainly John Rutherford is running again for the congressional seat. So you can get out and meet him and ask questions. If you want to go to the Republican Women's Federated Luncheon, they do charge for lunch. It's $27 for a non-member, $25 for a member. But the luncheon is wonderful. It's a buffet, and the food is always great. And again, that's this coming Thursday, August 9th at San Jose Country Club at 11:30 in the morning. And then there's something going on in Jacksonville that is a little bit different. On Wednesday, August 8th at 8 p.m., there will be a gubernatorial debate for the Republican candidates here in Jacksonville. Both Ron DeSantis and Adam Putnam will be in town. They will be debating each other. The event is going to be at Jacksonville University, and it will be televised by Channel 4. The moderator is going to be Kent Justice from Channel 4. And, of course, Kent Justice and the JU public policy director, Rick Mullaney, work together a lot on a lot of different issues. I think Rick Mullaney also works for Channel 4 occasionally, or he is some kind of he's a talking head kind of thing for political issues on Channel 4. So they've been able to put this together. It will be televised. So if you want to watch the gubernatorial debate, it is next Wednesday night, 8 p.m. It will be on Channel 4. They will be televising here from Jacksonville at JU. There are some tickets for that theater, but they are very limited. And I have already had people calling me going, hey, how do I get a ticket? Most all of the tickets are being coordinated by the individual campaigns. So half of them went to DeSantis' campaign and half of them went to the Putnam campaign. If you are working with and volunteering with the Putnam or the DeSantis campaign, then get a hold of them and tell them that you would like to go. I'm not quite sure how many tickets are available to each campaign, and I don't know how they're allocating them, but it is indeed up to them. So obviously those tickets are going first and foremost to the people who have been on board with them and have been out knocking on doors and making phone calls on their behalf. I don't know if there's additional tickets left or not, but like I said, if indeed you are interested, then you would need to contact the campaign and follow up from there. But 8 o'clock to Wednesday night, next Wednesday, you can see it on TV. So don't miss that. The last debate that was televised was from the Republican Party of Florida. And everybody thought, oh, it's going to be really one-sided. Only Putnam is just going to clean DeSantis' clock. Well, I got to tell you, no matter what side you were on, the people at the Republican Party of Florida at that Sunshine Summit went, whoa, we can't even tell who won this race. I mean, won this debate. It was really, really good. So stay tuned next Wednesday night, 8 p.m. On Channel 4. So Christian Whitfield, you can go on Facebook, Christian M. Whitfield on Facebook. Follow him there. Christian was telling us during the break, he's your retired Navy.
Retired Navy. I did 20 years. Married to my lovely wife, Elizabeth. We have for 20 years, coming up on 21 at the end of this month.
Wow.
I have four wonderful kids. My oldest is in the Navy, working on his second year. My daughter, she leaves for boot camp on Monday. And my two littlest ones, they both going into middle school, and they actually want to be cops. So we're pushing them in that direction.
All right. Great family. And again, be informed. We are here every single Thursday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Please plan on continuing to listen. We thank you for that. And once again, folks, can't reiterate this enough, but if you got any questions in the meantime, DuvalGOP.com. That's where you want to go, because there's a ton of stuff happening and you can find out what's going on right there. See you next Thursday,